President Trump used to accuse China of raping the United States. Now he's blaming his predecessors for China's trade surplus. Speaking on his state visit to China, he said he didn't blame the country for taking advantage of U.S. trade practices.
Right now, unfortunately, it is a very one-sided and unfair one. But I don't blame China. After all, who can blame a country for being able to take advantage of another country for the benefit of its citizens? I give China great credit.
And Mr. Trump called President of China Xi Jinping a very special man.
Our meeting last night was absolutely terrific. Our dinner was beyond that. Our relationship has already proven to be a great one. My feeling toward you is an incredibly warm one. As we said, there's great chemistry.
Yeah, that's a bromance going on, isn't it? Simon Marks is in Washington. Hi, Simon.
Hello, Kim.
President Trump is obviously a flexible and pragmatic man, then.
Yes, well, no need for Donald Trump to think about ragging the puck because he was too busy giving it away to Xi Jinping of China. I mean, we have never seen an American president act in such a deferential way to his Chinese hosts on Chinese soil. And what makes this all the more remarkable is that this is a 180-degree U-turn by Donald Trump, a U-turn so sharp that even a practiced contortionist, I think, would have trouble keeping up with it. This is the American president who on the campaign trail accused China of killing the United States, of raping the United States, of robbing America's piggy bank. And he said that he was going to go there with all the cards on the American side of the aisle, and he was going to sit down with Xi Jinping and explain that it was time for a completely new dispensation in the trading relationship. In fact, what happened was Donald Trump saying, actually, the problems in the trade relationship are all the fault of his predecessors in the White House and not the Chinese. And he doesn't appear to have emerged from his talks with Xi Jinping with any significant concessions on trade, at least none that American officials have yet been able to identify.
Do you think this is all about North Korea? He needs China's support to take anything meaningful on the issue of North Korea?
Look, analysts here will tell you it's about a couple of different things. North Korea clearly plays into all of this because the US believes that China not only can put more leverage on Kim Jong-un in North Korea to walk back from the nuclear abyss, but also that the Chinese should put the economic brakes on in North Korea rather than continuing, as they have done throughout this year, to expand their trading relationship with Pyongyang. But it may also be about something a little broader than that, the shifting power dynamics, changing tectonic plates on the international landscape. With Xi Jinping as president, Trump almost seemed to concede there, now exercising more power as China's president than the president of the United States exercises on the world stage. And this may have been the first time that we've actually seen an American president no longer define the relationship with China as either being one of strategic partnership or strategic competition. Instead, this was an American president essentially saying, I'll sit in the back while you drive.
He's going to APEC. What are you anticipating?
Well, interesting times at APEC, of course. His first opportunity for a face-to-face meeting, perhaps a conversation with Jacinda Ardern. Remember, of course, the United States pulled the rug out from under everybody else on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. So on that issue, President Trump will be on the sidelines while everybody else sees whether they can revive the TPP. But all eyes will be on any meeting that occurs between Donald Trump and the Russian President Vladimir Putin. They say it's a possibility. Will they get together? Will they discuss North Korea? Will we ever actually find out what they talk about? Because remember last time when they met in Hamburg, they had one meeting with hardly anybody else in the room, and then they had a second meeting over dinner that the White House didn't even disclose to reporters until several days after it occurred. And we still don't know the precise nature or content of those conversations.
Thank you, Simon. Simon Marks in Washington.